In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. As I've mentioned before, Martin Luther wanted to take the letter of St. James, from which our first reading comes from, out of the Bible, and it was because it contradicted his heresy. Luther was famous by saying, "Scripture alone, faith alone." And we know that that is not the faith. Faith is Jesus alone, certainly. But how do we know Jesus? Through sacred revelation. What is sacred revelation? It is scripture and tradition. The two things together, because the Word of God is not primarily the Bible. It is Jesus himself, his words and his deeds. And the scripture itself says that there would not be enough books in the world to contain everything that Jesus said or did. Likewise, faith alone doesn't work. Many are they who say, "Lord, Lord," who will not enter the kingdom of God. There are those who think that it is enough simply to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior and not do anything else and you will be saved. Wrong. Because faith has to be lived out. Faith without good works is dead. It is not enough just to say Jesus is Lord. You have to live Jesus as Lord. You have to follow him. And in the gospel today, Jesus gives an example. Whoever wishes to come after me must, what? Have faith? No. Deny himself. Take up his cross and follow me. Things that we have to do in order to truly be saved. So Jesus saves us, but we have to cooperate with that salvation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.